And the recording is...
It's on.
Functioning. Okay.
So, hello, everybody, and welcome into our meditation. We have been doing these meditations now. I think this is the fifth or sixth. And we have been noticing that the energy is really coming more intense because we have been moving in inner worlds together. And the purpose of this meditation is one, to use the invocations to really align with each other so that we are able to really have an impact on high. And that's why let us all really realize that now we, all of us who have come now together, that our intention is that we truly want to give our aid for this moment of historical moment, which is played now in United States, but which has the global effect. Because in somewhat United States and the, its people, Michael, I am echoing now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Its people have, at this present moment, the responsibility to choose and to and this, it is like a playground for all of these energies. And we must put our eyes to the history in the sense that how many times we have been in this kind of moments, which have been that the scale is there, that where it is going to tilt. So this is this kind of moment again. And from what we know it is that United States is one of the point of the triangle, which is formed by Great Britain, Russia, and United States. And when we look that in all of them have been happening something which has been changing the directions where it was going to. For instance, I just read that now Putin has been is heading to for life, how it was said that that he cannot be judged. How it is in English, cannot be judged forever. So for life long. No, it was not presidential, but you cannot be sued. You cannot be criticized. So all of that is very understandable when we think about the energies of Shambhala. We had the 2000 Shambhala impact, and this is how humanity is responding to Shambhala energies. Humanity still become more selfish, still become only one. And it is not that what is tried to happen on Earth. It is about that, that we are trying now to move towards more unison in whole humanity, in all around on the globe. The more we can break through all of these barriers and fences that we try to build is from hierarchy, all cooperation, however difficult it is in the beginning. But anyway, that is the hierarchical impulse. And that's why we have come together, that we are announcing from our hearts and minds, from our will, that we will not tolerate these old ways of separatistic ways. We just will stand first for the law, that law has to happen, and about that, that every single human being has a voice and the voice has to be heard. and we just must learn cooperate with each other. And then there are a few of the mantras that I'm asking Michael to read, and then both Michaels who are now present will read, but all of us, we come along. And then there is also that yesterday we were having this kind of alignment and envisioning that we were forming a group, which is that all American disciples are in the center, and all of us, we are there around. And that was already the starting, or leave, we left to that, that we hold this post like this. We came together in the end in one sacred circle. So we keep that image about the sacred circle that we are standing together. But in this meditation, there is a point where I am asking the American disciples to come into the center. So these were the short instructions, and then we will start the meditation. And as I have said every time, if there comes some technical problems, just keep your point of tension and hold the space. So we can start. Michael, if you would be kind and read this.
Whenever the time is ripe, it's echoing. Whenever the time is ripe and the need of the people warrants it, he comes forth for the saving of the souls of men. Krishna, in ancient India, proclaimed this truth in the majestic words, "Whenever there is a withering of the law and an uprising of lawlessness on all sides, then I manifest myself. For the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of such as do evil, for the firm establishing of the law, I come to birth in age after age. He who thus perceives my birth and work as divine, as in truth it is, he goes to me, Arjuna." No.
And let us align very strongly horizontally, from heart to heart, from mind to mind, from soul to soul. And imagining how we are standing in the great sacred circle of brothers and sisters. DK tells about how to generate the healing energies from hierarchy. It is by having a joy and love. So find that joy. Find the joy that we are together, that we are living these wonderful times, that we're called forth to this life to make a change, make an impact, and sense the quality, how it is now rising when we talk about the joy and the love that we share. in our hearts, let us say. We know, O Lord of life and love, about the need. Touch our hearts anew with love, that we too may love and give. Invocation will evoke contact with the spiritual lives and the divine embodies energies, as well as with the hierarchy, which is the intermediary, in order to bring about the manifestation on earth of the soul of humanity and the qualities of the subjective and inner divine life, which all outer forms veil. This is now for the first time possible in the life of the planet. Invocation of the Christ principle is carried forward by true believers in all lands who address themselves to the Christ. No matter under what name they recognize him, and then with love in their hearts to him and their fellow men, seek to ameliorate world conditions, end hatred and misery, and demonstrate goodwill everywhere. This refers to the first stage of evoking the response to love and understanding in human hearts and minds, as the result of the invocation of the Christ and of the Christ principle. Ponder on these words and see on every hand the process going forward. Let us say, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. We stand now for the one work. Let us be aligned with the adepts of the good law. We stand together in one sacred circle. Endeavor consciously to align and link with the soul, mind and brain, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. Align with your soul or angel. Oh. invoke the soul of United States and so bring about its freer expression upon the physical plane. Align with the solar angel of the United States. Visualize this vast angelic cooperation and see how your soul is now linked in mystery with the Dharma of this great directing entity. Align with the Dharma of the soul of the United States. I light the way. Endeavor to realize and register your relation to the hierarchy via your own group of disciples. Sense the vibrations of the Christ who is standing in the center. And try to adjust to this stream of pure love. That stream of love magnetizing the whole group. Become an open vehicle for that love. And visualize the stimulation of the souls of American people everywhere by the increased inflow of the Christ principle of love, which will express itself in the world as understanding. Breathe that into the aura of warring groups in the United States. Goodwill, and let it stream out from the group heart. Cooperation. And see it working out between two parties, or Democrats and Republicans. And peace. Hold it in the United States. Let us say together, let us visualize together, let us manifest together. I stand a point of peace, and through the point which I can thus provide, love and true light can flow. I stand in restful poise, and through that poise I can attract the gifts which I must give. An understanding heart, a quiet mind, myself. I never am alone, for round me gather those I seek to serve, my brothers in the ashram, souls that demand my help. In though I see them not, and those in distant places who seek the master of my life, my brother, the Tibetan. Let us now perform the mudra of turning of the wheel. Mudra is wordless speech. It's the speech of will and law. In this turning of the wheel, we keep the idea of victory. Will to victory, and that attitude is held in the brain, which is training the emotional body to be in aligned, in harmony. We use that as our vehicle and our tool to work. We prepare now ourselves for a group invocation. We are standing in the sacred circle, and now I am asking imaginatively the American disciples to step into the center. We visualize and feel the two circles, sacred circles, or brothers and sisters. We who are here on the outer ring, we are holding the protective field and give our all support and help, aligning with our triangle work and invoke our triangle members to stand with us. And our American disciples, you too, please link with your triangle members. And choose some place where you particularly, or places maybe, that you want to give your extra aid and your support. We are now standing as members of human family, and we know that we have right to express our will in this sacred circle, in unison with our group. We will now hold 2 minutes silence for fusion and union of the group, and for to open a funnel into the higher realm, the funnel of invocation. Let us realize that we are trying to set up of a vibration within the group of such potency that it will magnetically attract a response from the waiting and watching hierarchy. 2 minutes silence. We will now sound the great invocation number two, being very strongly vertically aligned. And we are led by Michael Stacy.
Let the lords of liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O mighty one. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O mighty one. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O mighty one. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O mighty one, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Two-minute silence. Now we are going to work with governmental level. Let us all now align with these following places, visualizing that we are standing together, surrounding these buildings, these places, and American disciples in the center. Let us align with the White House, executive branch of government. Capital Legislative Branch of Government. Supreme Court, Judicial Branch of Government. See these three forming a triangle. See, we all standing around in a strong circles of invocation. Christ standing above, and we call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, the protectors of the Christ, to create wall of protective energies. Support all of your sisters and brothers. We give our inner help and strength and our blessings. And we are ready to be used. We are going to create a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. But before that, let us listen seven-line prayer. It's a Buddhist protective prayer. It's a little bit difficult to hear these words. They are in English, but it is very much aligned with this, creating the wheel. And I think this is from which Master DK has been based upon his teaching of this wheel of fire with seven spokes of love.
on the northwest border of the country of origin, in the pollen heart of a lotus, you attain marvelous, most excellent Siddhi. Renowned as the lotus born, you are surrounded by a circle of many sky dancers. As I practice, following in your footsteps, I pray that you approach to confer your blessings. Guru Pema Siddhi Hong. Hong, on the northwest border of the country of origin, in the pollen heart of a lotus, you attain marvelous, most excellent Siddhi. Renowned as the lotus born, you are surrounded by a circle of many sky dancers. As I practice, following in your footsteps, I pray that you approach to confer your blessings. Guru Pema Siddhi Hong. Hong, on the northwest border of the country of origin, in the pollen heart of a lotus, you attain marvelous, most excellent Siddhi. Renowned as the lotus born, you are surrounded by a circle of many sky dancers. As I practice, following in your footsteps, I pray that you approach to confer your blessings. Guru Pema Siddhi Hong.
Now in deep alignment with the inner work of protection, let us create a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. Visualizing the Lord of Love standing in the center of the triangle, above all these three covenantal branches. In your creative imagination, create a wheel of fire with seven spokes. You and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love, streaming from the sacred heart of the Christ. And now, you yourself and the group, as if we would be that hub. From that central position, radiate out seven streams of living fire, radiating upon the United States in all rainbow colors. The covenantal triangle being protected by this living wheel of fire with its seven streams of love. The wheel spinning, the protective energies being spread into the covenantal triangle. see the network of living triangles fusing their power in one great wheel of living fire of love. This one united group of working disciples, brothers and sisters, standing with the Christ, demanding the law to be followed and established everywhere, in every state of United States of America. Now clarion is heard. Law is invincible. We will stand for the law. All law keepers are protected. The aura of United States is filled with these seven rainbow colors. And finally embracing the whole planet Earth and giving back the hope that there is something which stands. Immovable will of love. Let us say, may thy will be done, not ours. We are 80 people, 8, the number of the Christ. And we will now create one big circle, sacred circle of sisters and brothers. We give our gratitude to every single one, all these inner workers and helpers, And we hold these positions so long that everything has been balanced and everything has been worked through. So let it be. I am going to stop sharing my screen, but then I will put still music, and then if you want to say goodbye and your gratitude to your fellow wonderful souls who have gathered here, then you can do that. One moment.
Let our lives be timeless gratitude and mighty joy. Let our heart be great peace and Holy Spirit. Let our name be Amen.
Blessings to that lovely cat who is always with us.
O one and only, you are our sole refuge, light of our hearts, the source of true love. Amen.